Welcome back to TechNet Radio. IT pro guru Dan Stoltz welcomes Microsoft MVP Rob McShinsky to the show as they discuss the new live features found in Hyper-V for Windows Server 2012. Tune in for part one of their two-part series as they'll demo for us the live add memory and live snapshot merging capabilities. Dan, the mic is yours.
Greetings, welcome. This is Dan Stoltz, IT Pro Guru on TechNet Radio with our next episode of IT Pro Guru Versus, this time with Hyper-V Live and Rob McShinsky. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So maybe, Rob, before we get started here, let's can you tell us a little bit about you, what you do? And I know you've got a really popular blog site, so maybe tell us a little about that as well.
Yeah, it's worked out pretty good. So I'm a MVP Microsoft Virtual Machine. Been there for the last couple of years. It's been a great ride. My day job is a systems engineer at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Also have a blog. It's at virtuallyware.com. It's a different technical aspects that I find with Hyper-V or System Center components. I also do some writing for other online magazines as well.
Yeah, no. I've seen a lot of your work on the search site.
Server virtualization, yes.
Yeah, search server virtualization. So lots of good stuff out there I've noticed as well. Okay, great. Now, this presentation, I actually found this presentation through the virtualization group, www.vertg.com, and you just delivered a presentation on, you know, what you called Hyper-V Live, and the title really stuck with me, and I kind of looked at your abstract and said, wow, you know, I got to have some of this stuff. So you've got a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of live features within Windows Server 2012, in particular with Hyper-V. So you want to just go ahead and dive in and tell us about some of the things that you told your audience about at Virtualization Deep Dive Day?
Sure. Yeah, it's basically all the newer live components. These are all components that really help. Just help the administrator in every day. These components, a lot of them used to be quick or have some sort of pauses and interruption in service for the VM. And with Server 2012 and Hyper-V, it's really really turned things around and saved a lot of time. So yeah, this gets me really excited about this as an administrator. And then going forward, I hope there's even more going down the pipe. So now, if you want to go, but dive right into the first one. The first one is that really excites me is live add memory. This is a component that is for dynamic memory. If you have these already instituted on your VMs, your application runs into a problem, whether it be a busy time of the month, or if you have a leaky application, you need to buy a little extra time. This is a way to bump out that maximum memory and get you either to a point where you can get over that hump for the busy time, or you can maybe make it to a point in the after hours where you can reboot the server. So allows you to increase that memory, gets you over the hump. And there's certain things that you need to worry about in that case, but it's not a stopgap forever, but it's a way that you can really get this get your VM up and running again.
Yeah, we're gonna get into some demo time a little bit later. Maybe at that time we can talk about the memory as well as the snapshotting or storage or some other things.
Yep.
And we can do a couple different demo sessions. Before we get in there, I guess just a couple things on the on the memory. You can tell us about the deficiencies there too. I know on your blog post, you did a pretty detailed blog post on this, and you did talk about some deficiencies there. So maybe tell our audience about those as well.
Yeah. So with every good, there's some bad. This is the good. It's good forward motion, but there's always things I wish there was out there more. So one of the components that isn't in the product yet is when you increase the memory. You can increase it live, but in order to really get back to where you were, say you're just trying to get over a busy time, a hump, or meet a deadline, you have to actually shut down the VM. So it causes a little downtime to actually bring it back down to the original level. I guess it's better than it's been. It's a wish list of where it could go in the future. Have truly dynamic up and down the stack. Mm-hmm. But those much smarter than I are working on that, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So for our audience, the way that the dynamic memory works is you have the capability of increasing the maximum amount of memory, right? Oh, no, sorry,
yes.
Decreasing the maximum amount of memory.
Decreasing the minimum and increasing.
Decreasing the minimum amount of memory and increasing the maximum amount of memory. So you can scale up and up and down with those numbers, but you can't go, up on the minimum or down on the maximum. So that's the kind of the feature that your wish list or your ask for, and hopefully the product group will see this video and take action, and I'll make sure they see it at least. So
there's one other thing that's there as well, is as you increase the memory in this, you server using more memory, there's a bin file in there that'll grow as well. So you also have to be if you do this in large scales, might want to make sure that you watch your disk space on those volumes as well.
Okay, awesome. You know what? Why don't we just go ahead and switch into demo mode, and maybe we can just do a bulk of the presentation right there from your demo machine, and let's talk about it. So, Rob, why don't you go ahead and show us what the setting screen looks like for the dynamic memory?
Okay, just going to go through the simple settings here. We have on this VM, we're looking at dynamic memory. So one thing we need to have enabled is dynamic memory. That's something you enable when the VM is down, just as there. Now, startup memory is new to 2012. It allows you to start up with a certain amount of RAM, and then it'll try to go back down to your minimum. And your maximum currently have 512 and 124 on this VM. So I'll just show that. I'll move to the VM now, and we will I've got a little utility that was in the 2003 resource kit called consume.exe, which is good for demos here. And a little batch file which kicked this off. What this is really going to do is just going to eat all of the existing memory. We can open up Task Manager, and we'll probably see that it's eaten most of the 1 gig that's already out there. So as you can see, it's using all the particular memory here. We're going to go. This is a simulation of a busy time of the month or a very bad memory leak. Take your pick, and we'll go back to the settings here. As we talked about a little earlier, we're just going to bump up the maximum. We're going to give it 2048 here, and then we're going to shoot back to our VM, and we should see that it's already starting to grow here to 1.5 gig. It's going to hit that 20% 20% percentage at this point, and it's going to bump it up even more, and we should see that go all the way to 20 up to the 2 gig here.
Awesome. Yeah, I guess one other thing a couple other things that we can point out while this is chugging is the dynamic memory, and I mean that is just one of my favorite features, because it really gives you the capability of not only changing memory live, but also being able to increase your density on your servers, because at the host, whenever you physically run out of memory, the way things used to be is you couldn't start any more machines, but now with dynamic memory, you basically just say, okay, I'm out of memory, but I want to start another machine. No problem. Hyper-V goes over and it grabs the memory that it needs from somebody that's not using it, or that it's a lower priority on the list, and voila, starts the machine up, and you're good to go. So some really cool stuff with dynamic memory.
Yeah, I think you still need to be careful of what you, just like you, if you overcommit anything, you're looking at. You're looking at being a good administrator, make sure you have enough memory on there for all your VMs. Another portion is, anyone that deals with vendors know that they overspec their memory, so they want it because they want to be successful. Mm-hmm. You really don't have to fight with them as much for what the memory should be or what they're actually using. You can actually give them a little more in the dynamics realm and find out what their sweet spot actually is.
Yeah, so you want to pop over to the status so we can actually see like the status of the memory and kind of where that is. So right now you've only got one machine running, you've got plenty of memory in here. So you're in pretty good shape. If you click on the memory tab on the bottom there, and kind of show what's going on there, you'll notice the memory status went to warning. And can you tell us like what the different statuses are and what they mean?
Well, there's usually low warning. I believe it's, and it's usually normal. I believe a warning means that we've pretty much hit our max here, which is true. Low usually means that we've hit a point where we're about to bump up to the next level, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so those give you some true status of where you are. And if you've got a bunch of VMs in the scenario, you can actually look down the status pane and you can see who may be running out, who may not be running out in those scenarios. So a product like System Center Operations Manager may be a better product to capture that, but a quick look down your Hyper-V manager stack will give you a quick look as well.
Excellent. Can you pop that memory screen, the settings back up there just for
oh, yeah.
again? I guess one other thing that I wanted to mention on that is your memory weight bar and your memory buffer, because the memory buffer is whenever it snags more memory, it takes an extra buffer so that it's not constantly changing and doing the extra legwork there. And the memory weight is how important this machine is relative to other machines. So whenever the hypervisor wants to take memory back, it uses that memory weight bar to decide the low man on the totem pole gets their memory yanked first, kind of thing. So and these are all you can change live. So some really cool stuff that Microsoft has done with this.
Yeah, the memory buffer it's very important to know your workload of how fast the consume.exe executable really eats memory, probably faster than most applications. But applications like we have in our environment or for Citrix may have a high workload early in the morning. So we actually have those at 40% buffer so that we can meet those memory needs faster without hitting any thresholds.
Yeah, I noticed you're using a VHDX on this on your drive. So that's on your virtual hard drive.
Yes,
we are. That's kind of a new feature in Windows Server 2012 and Hyper-V3 as well, that expanded disk size and performance and reliability and kind of all kinds of new stuff that goes along with that. And it's not part of the presentation, but you can also add live additional disk as long as you have that SCSI controller. And I see you do have a SCSI controller on here. And in fact, by default, I believe the SCSI controller is added. So even on an existing machine that you might have created, you can go in after the fact and just add another live disk and take disks away and all that stuff. So
that's definitely another feature that helps administration it allows you to get that drive out there when needed while it's up and running and not have to distribute, not to disturb that workload anymore.
Cool. So next, maybe we could talk about snapshotting. And before we get into merging snapshots, though, maybe you can tell us just a little bit about what snapshotting is.
Oh, snapshotting. Yeah, snapshotting is just it's a way to save the state, the data, and the hardware configuration of a VM any particular time you want to. It is not a backup, so it's not going to replace your backup product, but it's a point in time where you can take the save state of that and allow it to right before an application upgrade or any major configuration change. Now, the caveat to that is you have to make sure you do it before. You have to train, maybe if you're an administrator of a bunch of different machines or different application folks, you need to let them know that if they're making major changes, let you know or provision them to let them make these changes. So it is a way to get back to a previous state in a very, very short period of time, seconds in most
cases. Yeah, I know. So some of the times that I use snapshotting, well, obviously in demo mode and presentation mode, I use them all the time. But in production, I don't really use them that much in production. In production, I'll use them for things like before I install a service pack or before I install a major application upgrade or something. Because if something goes haywire, I want to be able to roll back without having to go to tape. So this is a really, really fast capability for really, really fast and easy, elegant rollback. Probably a little less important for those people that might be in an environment where they do regression testing on everything before it goes into production. But even in that case, who knows what can go wrong, even if it is fully tested on another separate machine. So being able to have that quick rollback. And then in the past, you'd create that snapshot, and then, you don't want to bring the machine down, so you just leave that snapshot out there forever. And then you end up with more bloat, and you have more disk out there, and there's just all kinds of problems with that, and potential corruption, and then you have a mess in here, and then whenever you want to ultimately upgrade your disks or do some other really major work on the server, then you've got to go back through the tedious effort of merging snapshots. So maybe we can just take a snapshot on something and show that merge in action.
Sure.
Take it away.
Okay. So as far as the snapshots we have, taking a snapshot as simple as right-clicking, going on to snapshot, or going over into your action bar here and clicking snapshots in this area. Now, all the snapshots is going to do is save our state data and hardware configuration. You actually see it over in the corner here, taking that quick snapshot. And this could be dependent, the amount of time it takes to actually take that snapshot can be dependent on how many resources are actually in use at that time. This is a small VM, so it went pretty quick. So it'll show you different snapshots there, give you a nice time and data when you took them. And we could easily roll back to those if the application upgrade or something didn't go well, or if this is a test environment and you're trying to test a scenario over and over again. That works pretty well. Now, mechanically behind the scenes, you'll see that I'll bring this window up here. We're in the demo of this VM, the back end of the file stack here. And you'll see that in the snapshots here, we've got a snapshot ID, we've got the XML, which is the hardware config, and if you look in this folder, we have the save states of this of what was in memory at that time. So easily roll back there. We'll also look in the hard disks, and we'll see that there's an AVHD file here, AHVDX, which is basically it's the all new changes to this this VM are going to happen in this new hard drive that was created. Is a dynamically expanding hard drive, so maybe a slight tick in performance there. And we'll see it actually is changing over in the corner there. The original will actually stay the same, that is the parent, and this is all the changes since. So that is the mechanics of the snapshot. If we looked at the VM and up and running the whole time, no problem. That's been the same since 2008. The really great part of this, the new feature, is that the merge process, which is now live as well, and we'll try to catch this at the same time when we delete this snapshot.
So before you do that, can you like go into the machine and make a change that we'll be able to see that it actually that change is still there, or that change is not there because you're rolled back, however you're going to do it?
Well, let's see. Let's move a little. Let's just put a little something on the C drive here. We'll just create a little text file.
So that's fine. So now whenever you merge that change, that text file will still be there.
Yeah, let's show a rollback here, and then we'll go back and we'll delete that file after. So yeah, going to this, we'll actually apply this.
So in a rollback, it's not live, though. In a rollback, it does require
it does require a takedown. Yep. So if we take apply, we'll actually go back. We'll actually see that it's not there. And here we are, quick back to where we were. If we look at the C drive here, we should not see that text file just created.
Right.
So.
So we did roll back. So if we throw back out there again, and then we can show the actual merge taking place.
Yep. So let's go back to supply. Hold on. Let's go. So if we do the removal of this.
Before you do that, you want to just throw a file up there so we can see that file is still there.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. And we will delete the snapshot. We'll actually look at the background here. It's the same. We can get this double screened here, and we will delete the snapshot. Are you really sure? Yes, we are. We'll see if the AVHD file
works. Pull the window down so you can see what's going on behind it.
Nope, and I think we merged already. That was quick.
Yes, too fast. the machine stayed running the whole time. There was no issues with that. So I know in the past that was a big problem, especially whenever you were doing something big, like upgrading an application, and you wanted to leave that application running for a few days to make sure there was no issues with it. Not that you're necessarily going to roll back a few days, but hey, if you have to, you have to, right? And then whenever you merge, there's a whole bunch of stuff there, and wow, it could have taken a long time that your system is down. So being able to do this live without any downtime, that's just awesome. It rocks.
Yeah, I think you had a point there. If you leave that out there too long as well, that AVHD file or VHDX file can really grow. And if it's on a shared LAN or shared volume, you can fill that volume up and affect other VMs on that same volume.
Right, absolutely.
So